All right, go ahead whenever you're ready. And then as soon as you're done with that, I'll let Sam unmute himself.
Awesome. And I just want to, because Ed is now part of our team now, right? Because I saw it on the website.
It's on the website.
It's on the website as active. So I don't know if it's, I saw it on the website. I just want to know if I'm putting him in the, when I'm listing out the commissioners today.
Let me see here. Let's not have Ed participate tonight. I will talk to him about this. Okay. Ed, you're okay with that? Because I want to have a chat with you before we do that, so you understand the rules. So,
absolutely.
Good looking out for that, Nikita, but not right now.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much. All right. So, we can get started. So I'm calling to order the Aberdeen Architectural Conservation District Commission public hearing to order at, what time is it? Ooh. Went full screen on me.
403.
403. On March 9th, 2023, commissioners present today are Nikita Burns, myself, Sharon Cayley, Kirsten Hoffman, Helen Pillsbury, as well as staff member Nicholas Armada. Today, the commission will be holding a public hearing to review applications in accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the July 16th, 2022 amendment extending the suspension of these provisions until March 31st, 2023. We are conducting these meetings online to ensure public access to deliberations of the district commission. The public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. This hearing is being recorded. All further discussions between commissioners should be audible to the public and in attendance until the hearing has adjourned. Are there any media or elected officials present, currently present? If so, please state your name and title. No one's here. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. And so the first item on the agenda today is a design review for application 230546 for 145 Sutherland Road. And the proposed work is to replace all 6/6 vinyl windows on the property with 6/1 replacement windows. Remove several courses of brick on one front window. And I'll hand it over to you, Nick.
All right, Sam, I have to ask you to unmute. Can you unmute now, Sam?
Hi, everyone.
Yep.
Hi.
Nick, I don't know if you want to give an intro or I can. Back in November, when we first went to permit, I had done a, I'm sorry, I don't remember what they're called. Like it was an advice type of hearing with you all.
Advisory.
Advisory hearing, sorry. To discuss this particular property. The windows are currently the ugly white vinyl windows on this building, very typical of cheap vinyl replacements. They have IDLs, which is the divided light muntins inside of the glass. They don't look great, as I know this is something that the board deals with quite a bit. So we are proposing a couple of things. We would like to drop the third window in from the basement that you see there that's bolded, the sill height there, we'd like to drop it 8 inches to make it into an egress window. So it would be 44 on the inside, and it would be, it's the sills are currently 12 inches off of grade, and it would be reduced to 4 inches off of grade to accommodate that egress on the inside. And in exchange for that, if the board would be willing to let us do that, we would be willing to take all of the windows in the entire property and make them into SDLs, which are 6/1 clad aluminum clad windows, which show the divided light muntins on the outside and the inside, going with the original architectural look and feel that this building should have. And that's pretty much the proposal for the board. Nick, if there's anything I missed, please do.
So the only thing that Sam didn't talk about, or maybe I missed it, I've been doing a couple things at once, but he thinks it might be more appropriate to do 2-1 at the lower levels. I did some research, and Sam, I don't know if you've seen this yet, but I was able to actually find a historic picture of this building.
Cool.
Yeah, let me just bring it up real quick. It's not an old picture, but it is from the 60s. Let me find that here. Let's see.
I think they were probably originally 1-1, those basement windows.
Let's see.
Yeah.
What did I do with it? There it is. Okay. Okay. All right. So, all right, let me just bring this up. So you can see this is probably, and I'm not a big car guy, but it looks like maybe 60s or 70s. It looks like there's a VW bus here. And what is this, a Studebaker? I don't know. Is that a thing?
Yeah. That's a great shot.
Yeah. But you can see right on the corner here, you have 145. You have the 6-1 windows proving that this was indeed a property that had 6-1s originally. And that I think if you look a little really close, it's hard to see, but it looks like these might be 6-1s also. It's hard to tell though, because the bushes are covering it. And these are probably the same bushes that are there now, but a lot bigger. It's hard to say, but it looks like they might be 6-1s or maybe, I don't know.
So, Nick, the reason why I mentioned I think they're originally 1-1s is because, believe it or not, I think the windows that are currently on the basement are original.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So if you look at, I sent you pictures, you wouldn't be able to see now. You'd have to, let me see if I can pull up the picture that we have. And you can kind of see by the frame that it looks like it may be.
Oh, original. Yeah. I got it right here.
There you go. Yep. There you go.
Yep.
So, right. Yeah, I mean, I would not be surprised if that's original. I can't guarantee it, obviously, but it looks semi-original. But this is really to show the board clearly. I mean, this sill height is at about 16 right now, and we would lower it about 12 inches. So the sill height would rest at 4 inches off of grade. So this is just a close-up of what you would see. But in all reality, you're probably not going to see anything from the street because the bushes cover these windows. So you actually won't see it, but close-up, that is what you would see.
And Sam, how many courses of brick were you required to remove on one window?
1, 2, 3, 4 courses.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, commissioners.
Can I just ask, is that removal of the courses of brick that's referring to, like what needs to be removed to make that window, to enlarge that window and bring it down from the 12 inch leeway to the 4 inch leeway? Is that correct?
That's correct.
That, yes. Referencing removing several courses of brick, is that what that is referring to?
Yeah. So if you look at the sill height currently sits at 12 inches, the sill height would sit at 4 inches. So 1, 2, 3, 4 courses of brick would be removed to do that.
So then will you create a similar sill at that lower level to what's there? I mean, you know, you obviously have to remove what's there.
It's just poured concrete. Yes, exactly.
Right. So you would just replace that at that lower level with a similar, sort of matching what's there or matching what's in the other below the other windows that are not being enlarged.
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
You know, Nick, it's kind of hard to tell. It almost looks like those ones are it might even be 4-1, the historic photo you're looking at. But do you have a sense, sort of generally, because I if maybe basement windows did tend to be less detailed, and
yes,
is if there is like a historic precedent for more like a 2-1 or 1-1 in a basement, even if the remainder were, you know, 6-1 or some other more detailed configuration.
So the basement windows, this would have not been livable space when this building was built. Right. So this would have been storage or maybe the furnace room. And Sam, can you support that with the existing conditions of the property? It's not currently a livable space according to building code.
Well, ceiling height, it is livable, yes, but for bedrooms, no. There is remnants of an illegal apartment down in the basement of this building.
Okay.
But was that ever to code? No.
All right. So it sounds like what you're saying is that it was modified sometime after the building was built.
Correct.
Okay.
But yes, originally the basements were used for utilities and storage and such.
Sure.
Now, I do have a question going to the upper stories. Based on the photograph and nothing else, it looks like the original window frames were dark wood. They were painted, probably. And instead of the vinyl replacement windows that are there, you propose to put in 6-1 windows, and the framing is dark vinyl. Is that correct?
No, they're aluminum clad. So it would
aluminum.
Be
all right. So it's dark aluminum.
Yeah, it would be a black aluminum clad.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
And Sharon, so go ahead.
So based on that photo that you just showed us, Nick, of the historic photo, does that seems pretty much in keeping with? It looks like they were dark frames. Mm-hmm. Originally. So yeah. That seems a dark color seems appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For these replacement windows.
Agreed.
Okay. And the same would be true for the basement course.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And then for reference, so I did work with Sam to make sure that the profile of the mutton bars on these windows are correct for this period that this building was built. Yeah. And that is included in the application package, if you notice that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I just wanted to refresh everyone's memory in terms of windows. So the requirements for the district, they do recommend the original material, but they don't, the guidelines say should, but not shall, which means we can't require that they're the original materials, which we probably would. But Sam is off doing the aluminum clad, which is wood interior clad with aluminum on the exterior. So it's pretty much the same thing, but based on our guidelines, we can't require that they're wood. But this would probably be the next best thing. And they're definitely and not I think vinyl.
I think the requirements do say that wood clad and aluminum are acceptable alternate. I just reread the guidelines before the hearing. I think it said aluminum is an whereas vinyl is not, aluminum is an acceptable.
Yeah.
That's correct. Alternate. Yeah. And then really,
which we have allowed in other buildings.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They are sharp looking.
So to me, Nick, the only question is, I mean, I think that we understand that it's, you know, and again, but the thing about changing the size of windows is discouraged, but not actually completely prohibited. And obviously when something is a safety issue, you know, that takes precedence over some other considerations. So to me, the only question is this: those basement windows, is the proposed 2-1 okay? Or is it possible to make them 6-1? And if it is that preferable? That's to me kind of the only remaining question I have, maybe, that you can give.
They are originally 6-1. They are. I'm sorry to interrupt. I just see that I'm looking at a current picture and they do look original and they are originally 6-1. So we're happy to do that design if the board would like that.
I mean, the guidelines do recommend or do call for replacing, in kind and in configuration, which if it's 6-1, that is what that would be. But I guess there is some leeway there. I'd be interested what you think, Nick,
So when we don't know exactly what the window configuration is, we should stick with what we have now. So we do have this picture, but it doesn't really show the basement windows that well. There's definitely a mutton bar there. Sam has that picture of the existing conditions. And they are 6-1 now, even if they're vinyl, which I think they're wood, right, Sam?
The basements are wood, yes, but the building as a whole is vinyl, correct?
Yeah. So so I would probably recommend sticking with 6-1 because even if they were vinyl, it's the configuration. Maybe when they were replacing the originals, they just went with the same grid pattern. So what's there is what we absolutely know. So I would recommend sticking with the 6-1.
Oh, I agree with that. I was asking about that. We could see that. But I was thinking about the basement and that it looks like. Should we be looking at 6-1 for the basement as well?
Yeah,
because we can see that from that photo.
Right. Sorry. That was what I was referencing. Sam, you said the current ones on the basement are 6-1?
Yeah, I believe so. Yes. Okay. They're either 6-1. Let me just see if I can pull this up. I think they are. Yes. Yes. The basements are currently 6.
Okay.
And actually, want me to snip this and send it to you, Nick?
All right.
You not need, it's up to you.
Yeah. Just email it to me and I can add it to your file.
And if you want to look at that front elevation, we are happy to keep them at 6-1 if the board goes that direction, or we can make them 1-1. I don't know why I thought they were 1-1. A lot of the ones in this area are.
Yeah.
Or we could make them 2-1, which also looks architecturally appealing. So it's really up to the board to tell me what they prefer.
Oh, gosh.
And I would have to say it would be staff's recommendation to keep it at 6-1 for all of the windows.
That way they're all consistent. I mean, I can agree with that. Because the fact that we have some documentary evidence, that's what we're supposed to go by. And we do have that. We don't always have that. Mm-hmm. So to me, that I would feel like we're going with the guidelines, going with the precedent.
Yeah, I'm glad you were able to find that, Nick, because that does help, even though more detail would be easier to conclude. But if it's currently 6-1 for the basement windows, we should be consistent and stay with that.
No problem at all. We can do that.
And I do think it's important that we really kind of talk when we make a motion, that we talk about why we're approving this window lowering versus why we would not potentially accept something in the future. So I think it's important that when you do make your motion, commissioners, we talk about why this specific instance is appropriate to lower the window. So it could be it's not visible from the street, we're not adding a window well, things like that. So I just for future reference, if someone were to apply for this similar situation, we need to be very specific because this would set a precedent.
Thanks, Nick.
Sure.
Are there any other thoughts from anyone else on the commission before we move into public comment?
No. Not from me.
Awesome. Okay. So I will read the script for public comment. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform, and we will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. And public comment is now open.
Okay, great. If anyone has public comment, please raise your hand and I can unmute you. You do not have the ability to unmute yourself. Going once. I'll check the chat. Not seeing any in the chat. Okay, Nikita, I'm not seeing any public comment, so we can close the public comment portion of this application.
Great. So public comment is now closed. We'll move on to the voting portion. Is there a motion from a commissioner? Okay, I will make a motion to approve with the provisos that all the windows remain 6/1 and with the note that this application is an exception and that it is not visible from the street and it excludes a window well.
And can we also include, Nakita, that it's that it's that the purpose of it is for safety?
Yep.
It's not just, you know.
Yep. And it's a safety necessity for the building. Okay. Is there a second to the motion?
I'll second.
Great. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Are there any nays? No? Okay. So application 230599 has been approved.
All right. Okay, Sam, you're good to go. We'll get you an approval. I can probably get it up this evening, actually. And if you have any questions, just let me know, okay?
Great. Thank you all for today.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. So
I have a lot of screens open now. I'm sorry if I'm showing something that I should. Let's see. There we go.
Not a problem.
Well, the print is really tiny. So if it's an eye test.
It is. It's an eye test. This is, I tricked you into coming to this hearing tonight just to give you an eye test, Sharon.
Listen, I get enough of those already. Thank you, Nick.
All right. Okay. So the next item on the agenda, let's double check that.
The ratification of January and February minutes, public hearing minutes. Okay. Is there a motion from a commissioner?
I'll make a motion to accept January 12, 2023.
And
February 9, 2023.
Wonderful. I second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And are there any nays? Hearing none. The January 12th, 2023 and February 9th, 2023 minutes have been ratified. And the last portion I'll hand over to Nick for staff updates.
Great. So no staff updates. We will be getting everyone's reappointment paperwork put through to the mayor very soon. And basically that should be going through. There was a little snafu, as I mentioned to all of you individually, where the reappointments just got delayed. There's no issue here. It's just there's a lot going on in the mayor's office, and there has been a little bit of a transition with the team that's responsible for the commissioner appointments. So a completely normal procedure. We'll get this done as soon as possible. That's really it. And so I'll be sending out the 2023 handbooks once you do receive it. If you don't mind just signing the page where you it asks for you to sign to say that you've received it, and then email that back to me, and I will add that to your file in the Landmarks Commission portal. While we're talking about this, whenever you get a chance, you don't have to do this tonight, but just go into the Landmarks Commission portal, click on your commissioner section, and just make sure that all of your information is still up to date. Helen gave me a quick update about her email address. So just go in there and make sure that all of your contact info is correct. I'll show you how to do that right now. This is the staff portal, but this is the commission portal here. So if you go into appointment information, and you'll see that there are several fields here. So just enter your preferred method of contact, your residential address, mailing address if different, your email info, and then if you have an updated resume, enter it here. And then if you want to put a quick biography, you're certainly welcome to do that. This is my file. And we would use that biography if there's any media requests for information about you as a commissioner. So that's it. That's all for step updates.
Nick, as usual, I have a question. Of course. Like, what would a hearing be without me having a question to delay things? As Nikita read in the opening, the Zoom meetings were approved up through March 31st. So do we have any word? Like, this is our last one that's been, defined. Yeah.
So I hate to be the bearer of bad news, Helen, but we will be, the governor has signaled that she would extend it until 2025.
Really?
Serious?
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's going to be something that's permanent. But it's we've received note from leadership that would likely happen sometime in the very near future. If something changes, I'll let you know. But it does seem like as a Commonwealth, we're just kind of kicking the can down the street with no permanent changes to the open meeting law. Nikita, do you have anything to add to that? Have you heard anything at the State House?
Nope. Okay. In passing, I have, but not enough to be able to relay that information in a way that I'm confident in.
Got it. Okay. Cool.
Awesome. So if there are no more questions, is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
Great. all in favor?
Aye.
And I'm not hearing any no's. Great. So we will see each other in another month.
Great. Talk to everybody soon.
Okay.
Thank you guys.
Take care.
I appreciate it. Bye.